I'd like to thank Marion Mayor Mike Absher for joining us this morning. Mike, how have you been?
Good morning, Tom. I'm great. Thank you.
I guess first thing we ought to talk about this morning is first thing that's going on in Marion there on the score, square, what, the Main Street southwest of the railroad track?
Yeah, so we had put in a new water line, and now we're hooking up the businesses that are attached to that street to the new water line.
Oh, good. And, you know, new seems to be kind of the key word to Marion right now when you've got this road construction. We just want to remind people to be, working on Main Street today. But, gosh, the new City Hall looks great, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Yeah, we're finally in and getting settled, and I found my stapler after moving, so that's good. And we're excited to show it off. As a matter of fact, we're going to have an open house and a ribbon cutting on December the 5th. At 4 to 6 p.m., so we will invite people here to take a look at it if they haven't already, and we'll be excited to show it off.
I assume that you've learned the lesson that all of us have learned, is I didn't know I had so much crap. Something
well,
like that?
It was a good opportunity to purge some of that, not just for me, but there's a lot of stuff built up over 30 years in the former City Hall, and so we were able to reorganize some stuff, found some stuff that needed to be refiled and that kind of thing. So that's all good. It was all, at least it's behind us at this point. We are right. Moved.
Yeah, the purge that goes on there. So what was the cost on this kind of venture? Refurbishment?
It was a $4 million renovation, and then we acquired the building for a small amount and basically tantamount to a gift by First Southern Bank, which we're very appreciative of. And so we were fortunate to be able to do that at a time where maybe not all the costs had ballooned up when we got it bid with inflation and stuff. And so I think in hindsight, it was a very good investment. And the better news is this building will serve for the next 100 years, in my opinion, and the building we ran was not going to. So I'm proud of it. I'm proud that it's complete.
You know, it wouldn't take you no time to be able to search and find the headline out there. Bringing business back to America's downtown. It will take years. It will take decades. I mean, I read about three, four of them yesterday. Just happened to be in my common everyday reading about how to bring Main Street back alive. And, you know, if there's anybody who has done this successfully in Southern Illinois, it's Marion.
Well, thank you. To me, and I really want to give some kudos to some other people on that front, because it's, if you search those articles, like you said, you'll probably come across the term placemaking, and that's really what you see embodied with the fountains and the renovation of the center square, and then next year you're going to see the streetscape improved here on the square. And then it's about, you make a place so that people feel comfortable and welcome and functional to have events there, and you see that manifesting itself in events like the new Marion Connects group that Marion has put on now all summer long, including last Thursday with the third Thursday events. And that's some free family, free or very low cost family fun that we either close part of the square or sometimes all of it depending on the event. And those just have turned out stupendously well. I think we were having 500 to 700 people and their families and young kids that are enjoying the squares, and as importantly, enjoying the merchants that are around the square. So that is all working really well, and we're thrilled.
Who can say no to a pirate ship and a talking parrot? Come on.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I think the publicity, the theme making. You know, because people have to, before they go anywhere, they first envision themselves going there. And once you kind of break that seal by, you know, come down and see what's going on, they're more comfortable returning. And you talked about that comfort and safety and kind of breaking the seal so that people, hey, you know what, let's go. It's all right. We used to all do this when we were younger. You went on the square and you went shopping and it was after dark, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, and maybe the best testament, it just happened to crack open the last yearbook that came out at the high school, and the number of students that choose to now to take their pictures for their yearbook pictures or their other more less informal our less formal pictures around the square, around the fountains, posting those things on social media and the murals. That's all a testament to this placemaking environment that's making downtown alive again.
Well, I mean, you were seeing murals painted in Marion, and the next thing you know, everybody in Southern Illinois was painting murals. So, you know.
That's great. I hope everybody does.
Right. So, here's a challenging question for you. How do you say, when somebody comes up to you and say, I've heard about this Starbucks project, how do you explain it to them in such a way as they pick up and catch that enthusiasm and excitement for a project and what it has the potential to mean for Southern Illinois?
I would say just simply it is a state incentive to where the state of Illinois is coming along with their portion of sales tax dollars and pledging those so that we can use those future revenues to build destination retail, entertainment, tourism developments right here, right now, which just simply brings people to our area to spend their money and enjoy our natural tourism, and that it all bodes well for our future economy.
You know, and it's weird, how close your, I mean, I wrote my own little notes of how I would explain this to someone. State-assisted capital leverage was, and you almost went exactly word for word. There was one other part I think I would have added, and it was only because I spoke to you and you were very clear about this, and it's got my mind hooked, is there's a standard by which people will be allowed to involve themselves in this, and that standard helps ensure success. You have to come with us with a business plan that will draw from X number of miles. That part to me is kind of like, yeah, we're doing something. Oh, great, people doing something. This is the thing we're doing to ensure it's successful.
Yeah, actually, the statute itself, the law, requires the business plan, as you said, to prove out the concept that whatever your plan to bring, especially on the retail front, has the ability to draw a significant percentage from 70-plus miles away. And that's really simple as to why that is. You want to bring in new dollars to your economy, not just swapping them within the state. That wouldn't be in the state's best interest just to give up their sales tax dollars. So, in essence, we're perfectly positioned for that because if you draw a radius like that from Marion and really anywhere in Southern Illinois, we are in this geographic center of these other states with a tremendous interstate system, rail system, and now airline capability to get people here. And so we feel like we're perfectly positioned from a geographic standpoint to pull that off, and we're looking forward to the future on that.
So I'm talking to Mike about this, and it's been some time ago, and he says to me, you know, Illinois has four interstates running through it. You know, I'm looking at him, he goes, and then he you want to go ahead and tell them, because I think it's brilliant.
Well, not Illinois, but Marion.
Marion, excuse me.
Yeah,
Marion has four interstates, is what the mayor told me.
Well, if you think about it, and there's downsides to this, too, because of the wrecks that happen on the stretch of interstate, but we call that Interstate 57, which, of course, it is. But it's also, if you think through it, it's where 64 merges at that interstate and 24 terminates at that interstate. So you've really got anybody that's going across 64 east to west north of here that needs to head south is using that stretch of interstate as an extension of 64. And anybody that's going north from 24 terminates at just south of here onto 57, and they may not even know that they're not on 24 anymore. And then so that's three of them. And then what most people maybe don't realize is that in Route 13, which I call an intrastate, runs river to river, has as many cars going on it daily as either direction of 57. So in my mind, that's really our fourth major roadway right that intersects right through Marion. And so we are the beneficiary of all that traffic. Unfortunately, that stretch of interstate also has some beneficiary of some accidents because of all that merging traffic. And I'm grateful that IDOT is working on that and improving that stretch of road.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I've been at the courthouse in Williamson County in the line I did not get a speeding ticket, but I was in the line, and the entire line was people who'd gotten speeding tickets on 57 and were paying them at Williamson County. So, Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, so to speak. You know, what's interesting is, as I was saying, how do you get people excited about the Starbonds Project? And the reason why I kind of thought about it that way is, in social media right now, you want to watch somebody get excited, talk about a new restaurant in Marion. Talk about Olive Garden. Talk what is Chick-fil-A considering Marion too? Is that right?
Actually, yes. Their building plans are in review right now.
Right, and they're not the only ones. I mean, you see this too, Mike. I mean, people, the idea of a new restaurant alone. I mean, if you could have an entire entertainment complex, you know, that around this area of with Thrillville and the ballpark and all these things working together. Because every time I see a mention of a new business in Marion, I mean, people are they're waiting for the bandwagon to drive by so they can jump on.
Well, you know, the restaurants are one thing, and that's I'm a proponent, of course, for any new business that wants to come to our area, whether that's Marion or not. But it's all just part of a bigger picture of an ecosystem of a growing economy. The restaurants and other retail are a outcome of the anticipated growth because they want to be able to service the traffic that we'll have, and that's what you're seeing. But in of themselves, they aren't the holy grail. They're just part of that bigger picture. But we are excited that they're coming. It's not just Chick-fil-A. Raising Cane's is another popular restaurant whose building plans have been approved.
Is that the hot chicken fingers place?
Yes, I think so.
All right.
Dunkin' Donuts also is building on that same stretch. And, of course, Olive Garden is going to open, I think, November 13th, I believe. So that's all good development. But, again, it's just part of a bigger ecosystem of success that we're hoping to see in the next few years here.
Well, I'll probably share that date on Olive Garden, and then I'll tell you how many people will share it. I mean, they'll go nuts just knowing. You know, I'm curious about something. I met with a hotel manager recently by coincidence, and, you know, and I've talked to other people about this, and you referenced it a while ago about lucky when it comes to getting the new city building all done in advance and before these cost increases. And, I mean, they're pretty substantial cost increases. I talked to one hotel manager who said he has seen his hotel cost of business go up 23%. What have you seen in Marion when it comes to all these feeder costs that are going into doing everything we do, as Representative David Fries called it, everything from a pencil to a police car?
Yeah, there's no question. There's dramatic cost increases going on and have been really for two or three years at this point. We see it at the city level more on infrastructure projects like sewer and water lines. Just the, of course, those pipes are petroleum-based pipes, and you know, the stimulus spending that went out there and enabled governments to do a lot of those projects created a lot of demand for them, and it's just basic economics too, that where you have more demand than you have supply of either the pipes or the labor, then the price goes up, and so we've certainly seen that. Unfortunately, you know, you see the medicine to that is higher interest rates, as we've all seen that ratchet up dramatically, unprecedentedly so. And that medicine's starting to taste pretty bad, too, for a lot of folks. And we have seen some projects getting delayed or maybe even stalled, which is unfortunate. But I guess that's part of the economic need to bring down the inflation. Like I said, sometimes the medicine is worse than the cold. But nonetheless, it'll all settle out, I hope, in time. But just part of our economic cycle to deal with.
You know, it was interesting. I dropped by the Liuna tent. They were at homecoming at SIU. I saw Jerry Womack and Bill Oral. Been friends of mine for decades. And I'm like, all right, so how many people? All of them you have, that's how many we've got room for. And I think it was Bill says, you know, it'll take 2 years for this labor market to shake out. And it'll be a long, painful 2 years, as you pointed out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there's definitely a bubble of everything going through the economy, it feels like to me, and that has to work itself out. It does. That's it never feels comfortable when you're in the midst of it, but we've endured many, many cycles of that before, and we'll endure this one. We'll come out better on the other side.
So right now, what's on the mayor's agenda? We covered a lot of ground today, but what's on your mind? What are the things you want to accomplish fourth quarter and going into the next year?
Well, I think what I just want to share is this time of the year starts to be my favorite time of the year, and so we've got, with the holidays coming up, and I wanted to tell you that, of course, our Very Merry Marian activities are getting ready to get started in November. The ice rink will go back up, Santa's house, a lot of new selfie stations, the nativity will return in November, and there will be a few new additions to look out for. And one thing I'm particularly excited about, this will be our second annual holiday parade. That's going to be the Sunday after Thanksgiving, which is November 26th at 5:30. And I'll give you an exclusive here, Tom. We're thrilled to announce we've been working on this in conjunction with our partners at Golden Eagle Distributing to announce that the world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales will be our special guests and will lead and be a central feature of our parade this year. So all those details will be forthcoming on verymerrymarian.com, and I hope people will visit that website, book your carriage rides, and join us downtown for a wonderful holiday.
I love the Clydesdales.
Me too.
Really, sorry, if you want to see me turn into a 10-year-old again, give me a Clydesdale romping down the street with the Budweiser in the background. I'll salute and turn into a 10-year-old all in 2 minutes.
Well, fortunately for you, there's going to be the full team hitched up of all 8 horses and 2 Dalmatians. So,
all right,
you can look forward to that.
Hey, since we're talking about special events, we should probably mention too, you know, Fitz. We don't try. We got to keep the chief happy. Marion Police Department Spooktacular is this Saturday, 5 to 8 at Thrillville. That's a trunk or treat event. I think that's the best way to describe it, right, Mayor?
Yep, and I can just encourage people to get there early and be ready to stay there for a little while. It is unbelievable the success that they have, and increasing success each year, and they really get into it and give a lot of praise to the police department. That's a great community outreach program that they do, and obviously it's very popular with thousands of people that ultimately cycle through that event in just a few hours. So unfortunately, all of our kids will be on one heck of a sugar rush as they finish that, but that's okay, just one time a year. So
all right, so what's trick-or-treat hours next Tuesday?
I think they start at 5 or 6 and probably end by 8.
Right, rain or shine, they tell me October 31st, rain or shine.
Yeah,
well, that's one of the locations anyway. I'm not sure whether it's rain or shine everywhere. It all depends on mom and dad, doesn't it? Marion Mayor Mike Abshire. Mike, I took a lot of your time today, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Always good to talk to you.